Blog Talk Radio.
I praise him. We had some technical problems tonight, but we're still giving God praise. We're thanking him that he got us through. We're Amen. Here, lovey.
Amen.
Amen. God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
that we're going to speak about the Holy Spirit today because, you know, I need him.
Amen. Amen.
I sure need him. I need him. I thank God for the opportunity again to be with you, lovey.
Amen. Same here, lovey. Oh, I missed you too.
I missed you last week. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to advertise and let everyone know that we are on a Hokie Chicken get on my page and let them know. You can do your thing. Love you.
Amen. 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 Okay, praise the Lord. Let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Bless your holy name, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence already. We acknowledge your presence already. We ask in the name of Jesus that you just go over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bind and rebuke any technical difficulties right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We know, God, that you have called us for a time to send out your word, Father God, to remind the people that you are there, Lord God, and you have left us with a comforter who comforts us, leads us, guides us, instructs us, corrects us, loves us, keeps us. And so we thank you, God. We thank you for your precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will be encouraged in this hour in the name of Jesus. God, we bless your name. We honor you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm excited. Yeah. He is so awesome. He is so awesome. I'm just so excited how the Lord just moves. You know, we make our own plans. God changes that around sometimes, you know, and he's like, okay, well, you know, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And then right before, he's like, okay, no, I want you to do this. So we have to move.
I like the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So the scripture that the Lord had gave me what came from John 14:16. It says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. And I found that in the Amplified Bible. And that's so awesome to know, because, you know, God is never going to leave us alone. And he blessed us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when some people are talking about him, they refer to him as an it. He is not an it. He is a person. And so, you know, when we see those things, we need to teach our people, you know, who God is. And he's not an if. He's not a thing. He is a person. And he breathes on us and breathes life in us. And so what God was sharing with me is that, you know, remind the people that he's the Spirit of truth. He brings truth to all nations. But when the Holy Spirit is in us, we have to activate him. He'll lay there. He'll lay right there until we welcome him in, acknowledge him in, and ask him to come in and give us wisdom and give us direction. And I, you know, it took me to learn that. You know, at first, you know, I knew I had, the Holy Spirit was in me, but I didn't realize that, you know, I had to welcome him in and acknowledge his presence and, you know, activate him in my life. I didn't realize that until years and years ago when my spiritual father was teaching on the Holy Spirit. And I was like, wow, you know, that was amazing to me. And so from that point on, you know, I began to embrace more. And then I took some classes that I had took, and one of the teachers was discussing about the presence of the Holy Spirit, and which only confirms, you know. And so I thank God for the Holy Spirit, you know, because he's so precious to us when we are lost and feel like no hope is there. He gives us wisdom. Oftentimes we're ready to ask everybody else for their, you know, for their feedback before we ask the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and then it's okay to, you know, talk to other people, because I do it too. I mean, you know, I talk to you. And so, but always, you know, we always, you know, make sure we're mindful that we ask Holy Spirit, who should I go to? Because, you know, you can't talk to everybody about everything. And so when we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us to the people who we know we can talk to, you know, especially about personal issues that we may, you know, may have in our life, you know, he leads us to those people that we know we can talk to and not hear it again. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it won't be on the news. It won't be on social media. You know what I mean? But it'll be between you and that person that the Lord led us to, as well as, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so he always gives us sound direction. We never have to question his direction or doubt his word. He always gives us sound direction. And he's our helper in our time of need. I mean, when we're hurting, he always comforts us when we're hurting. And it's so amazing, you know, how when we welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives and into our worship, you know what I mean? He just breathes on us, and that thing that's in us that's bothering us, it just becomes turned to a place of peace. And that's because we have welcomed him in to our presence, and we're in his presence, and he's loving on us, and he's reminding us that whatever we stand in need of, he's there. He's reminding us that, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He reminds us that we are healed already. So he reminds us that we are not alone. He reminds us that he is our strength in our times of weakness. And the awesome thing about it is that, you know, how he intercedes for us, because we pray, but we pray what the Holy Spirit gives us to pray. Right. And so we thank God for that. We're not just praying our own prayers. We're praying as the Spirit leads us. And so it's so awesome to know that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And as I was listening to the Lord, even before the airing, it's some things that he had, you know, was showing me, and he was like, you know, showing me how, you know, telling us, reminding people that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. One of the things that really gets me is that I've been in certain settings, and you know, the Spirit is moving, and people are worshiping. I mean, you know, just in their own place of worship, and then someone stands up and oh, now it's time for this, now it's time for that. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot stop what God is doing. You understand what I'm saying? Because right at that particular time when the Holy Spirit is moving, somebody is being healed. Somebody is being delivered, but we have gotten so caught up in a program and what's next on the program that we move in our own timing, and we grieve the Holy, we quench the Holy Spirit. He's doing a mighty thing in that time. So we really need to check ourselves when the move of God is taking place in the atmosphere where the people are, and you know what I mean, and they're about to, some chains is about to be broken off them. You know, you understand what I'm saying? We really need to check that, because in this hour, the Spirit of God is moving. And so the Lord reminded me today. He said, remind the people that when his presence is there, it's not about what's on the program. It's not about what's next. What's happening in the atmosphere is that God is moving. His Spirit is being moved in the hour among his people. He has breathed on his people, and some things, some change, some transformation is taking place in the lives of those people who are really in their presence, who are really laying prostrate before him, whose mind, whose spirits are really open to receive his presence, to get that deliverance and things like that. So we need to be mindful of that, because we get so caught up in man's program that we blot out God's program, and we can't do that because we're already the people. And so God reminded me of that, remind the people not to cut off his Spirit when he's moving. You know, that is so important that we recognize and understand that. You know, I've seen different times where the Spirit of God is moving and people are standing looking at their watches like they have somewhere to go. You understand what I'm saying? But hey, if it weren't for God, we wouldn't be able to go anywhere. And so we need to allow God to do what he needs to do in the lives of his people, in our lives, in that time of worship, you know, when his presence is just flowing through it. So you can feel the thickness of the presence of the Lord when you're in that time of worship, whether you're in a congregation or whether you're by yourself. You know what I mean? So we really need to be mindful of other people and not of ourselves. And just real quickly, one of the other things that he was sharing with me, showed me, is that the Holy Spirit does not condemn us. He convicts our spirit. And so many people have that confused. It is the enemy who condemns us, but the Holy Spirit doesn't condemn us. He convicts our spirit to bring us back, to lead us to a place of repentance when we have done something that is not pleasing to God. And so whatever it is that we may, you know, go through, or we have done, you know, or slipped up and done, whatever that thing is, we should never allow the enemy to, you know, to hold that thing over our head. That's not God. That's the enemy right there. When we find it hard to forgive ourselves, and when we find it, find it hard to get past that hump of something we may have said or a way we may have acted. When we turn to true repentance, God receives that. And the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us to a place of repentance. He doesn't condemn us as the enemy does. And so we want the people, we want you guys to know that when the enemy starts reminding you about what you did and beating you up about what you did, don't listen to that. That's foolishness. That the Holy Spirit is the one who comes in and brings things to our remembrance to show us what it is that we've done, even if we already know it. Our job is to confess those things and go ahead and repent of it, which means to turn away from it and ask the Lord to forgive us so that we can move on. So we want you guys to know, don't allow the enemy to whisper things in your ear that condemns your spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the one who does that. He convicts so that we can get back on right track with the Lord. Go ahead, Melody.
Praise the Lord. You know, you touched on so many points that the Lord has shown, given to me today. And one of the things that you were talking about that the Lord brought to my attention is that the Holy Spirit, he does not condemn, but he does convict us of our sins. And I love that about the Holy Spirit. And you know what is scary is that you know when you don't have the Holy Spirit operating in you like he should, is that you can do things and don't care. Let me tell you, when the Holy Spirit is in full control, or when the Holy Spirit is... the Holy Spirit is Lord of your house, my Lord. You're going to feel conviction. And the things that I love is that when people have the Holy Spirit, what I really love when people do have the Holy Spirit, you can just tell Daddy about it. You can go to God about a particular person that's operating under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And after they're calmed down or after they spend that time with the Lord, the Holy Spirit will speak to them. I tried that many a times where I've been going through with somebody or talking to somebody and they weren't listening or they felt like I was in my flesh and they behaved badly and they had so much to say. But when the Holy Spirit spoke to them, they came back and said, you know what, sis, you were right. And I love how he operates in that capacity, that he can speak to each and every one of us individually, but about a corporate situation, or about an individual situation between two people that's having an argument or having a discussion, and the truth needs to be told. When you have an issue, you can go to Daddy, and the Holy Spirit will deal with the situation. He is the Spirit of truth. So when you're in under his influence, and you want to be right. See, that's the key thing. The Holy Spirit is a keeper. That's one of the things that he does. He keeps us. He can keep us from sexual sin. He keeps us from drinking. He keeps us from this. He keeps us from that because we are convicted by him. And he is a keeper if we want to be tapped. And he will keep you. Not only convict you, keep you, he will comfort you. There's many times that I'm feeling down in my spirit. Many times I've been going through the last couple of weeks with some issues. And if not for God on my side or the Holy Spirit reminding me and just encouraging me, I don't know where I would be. When I say that, sometimes when leaders are going through, they feel like they can't go to people to share because, as you said, Lovey, that if you tell people your business, sometimes it's over the news. I mean, come on. They make you a Facebook post. You see what I'm saying? And you know that they're talking about you because you shared with them. But when you can go to the Holy Spirit and you're open and you want change and you want to be comforted and you want to know that God is working on your behalf, you just have to be open to him. He is so awesome. He's a splendid friend. He is an amazing person. As you said, he is not an it, but actually a three part of the Trinity, one of the parts of the Trinity. And he does his job well if we permit him to do it. And I experience his love. I experience his chastisement. I experience his conviction. I experience it because this is real talk. Sometimes leaders feel down. And people don't want to hear that because they want us to be robots and feel like we don't have moments. But that's why we need the Holy Spirit. If we didn't need the Holy Spirit, Jesus, when he went back, God wouldn't have sent him to us. So we truly need to rely and depend on the Holy Spirit, not only for comfort, but conviction. When we want to make big, when we have like a big decisions to be made, we need to utilize him. We need to go to him as our friend, as our comforter, as our counselor, and get instructions from him, because He's a very important person in our lives. We know we have our family. We know we have our spouses. Some people have their spouses. Some people have their best friends. But the Holy Spirit is who we truly need, because when we don't have clarity, when we are confused about something, when there's confusion, because no, the enemy brings confusion, and when the enemy brings confusion, the Holy Spirit brings truth. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes Amen. The truth can be painful when he's speaking, but he means good. He's not, the Holy Spirit is not there to, as you say, condemn, but he's there to lead, instruct, and guide us. And the main thing is that we got our ticket. I always say, I got my ticket. I got my ticket of the Holy Spirit. If I am not convicted about something that I'm doing, loving, I'm scared. You know why I'm scared? Because now I know that the Holy Spirit is not governing me. I don't like that feeling if I don't feel conviction. And some Christians can do anything, behave anywhere, carry on anyhow, and they don't feel conviction. When you don't feel conviction, that's the time that you need to surrender. Surrender each area of your life that you're holding hostage, that you want, that you don't want God to control. Because we can permit the Holy Spirit to govern certain areas of our lives. But in other areas, we want to be free. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. But it is important that we yield to the Holy Spirit. It is important that we yearn for him to direct us. Because if I do something that's contrary, or if I grieve the Holy Spirit, I want to feel that conviction. I want to know that he still is in control of my life. There's nothing that I get away with, lovey. If I speak to you in a way that is not worthy of a Christian, he convicts. He pits at my heart, and he'll say to me, Angela, all depends on who he's talking to at that moment. He's talking to me as an apostle and chastising me for something that I did or didn't do. He says apostle. Now, if he's feeling, what should I say, like I'm his daughter or his friend, he'll say daughter. He'll say all kinds of different names for us to get our attention. And I can tell when he's upset, he'll say apostle. And I know that there's something wrong. I've done something wrong. And I love that relationship. We must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, I must insist that if you don't have that conviction where the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you, you need to get some alone time with God. You need to die to self, because when your flesh is reigning, he will not take control. He is a gentleman. He wants to lead us. But he wants free reign in our lives. And we cannot just hold part of our lives hostage. I'm going to say it again, because that's what we do. I know I did it many a times. When I was going to church and I wanted to drink and get drunk and do my thing, I didn't allow the Holy Spirit to control that part of my life. He would control the part of my tithes. I would humble myself to that. I will humble myself to the way that I treated people. So we got to be careful that he is God, Lord over us, and not just a part-time lover. He cannot be a part-time lover. He has to be fully in charge so that we can reap the benefits as truly being a Christian and reap the benefits of his friendship, of his guidance. I know I need it. Because there's some lonely nights that I have where there's things that's going through my mind, and he will comfort me. There's times where I'm not at peace, and he'll speak peace to me. There's times that I feel unloved and unwanted. I'm be keeping it real. This is real talk. And he will let me know that he loves me. He's there. God is still in control of my life. He still wants to use me. That's what we need. He's the comforter, the counselor, our friend, our guide. He is the ultimate friend that we need. We need him. We truly need him. I know I do love him.
Amen. I need him too. Amen. We all need him. Yeah, that's true. He's a gift.
He is a gift. We don't rely on him as we should. And we should. You know, you're speaking in John that Jesus said that he was going to send him back a helper. And in the Greek translation, a helper or comforter refers to him who's called alongside another, providing the ideas of a guide or encourager during times of need. You see, you see how much God loves us? He didn't want to leave us alone. He knew that what we needed. He knew that we need him to empower us with our gifts. He's the one that distributes the gifts among us. He's the one that really set the fire on our gifts. Because you can have gifts and not anointed to use the gifts.
Right,
you could be
right.
in a backslidden state, and if you and you can use your gift, but they're not as powerful as if the Holy Spirit is igniting them, putting a fire under them. You can go to a church, and it could be two people, and you can just feel the power of the Holy Spirit because he's in the place. He wants
right.
to get some things done.
Right.
See, so it's not in the quantity of the people. It's the quality. It's the Holy Spirit in full control of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because as
right.
I said, we rent him part room of our lives. You know, I want
right.
to do this, so you know, you got to stay out of my business right here. And we do it. Mm-hmm. I know I did it. I can't speak for other Christians, but I know I did it.
Right.
Amen. Pastor, you want to say something? All right. Amen. Amen, lovey.
Amen.
God is good. Isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is so awesome. As you were talking, and the Lord reminded me, he said, yes, the Holy Spirit is a gift, you know. And if we could just love on him, you know, even as believers, we shine our cars up and make sure they smell good and hang the air fresheners in there and tires all clean and sparkling and our houses are laid from top to bottom. That's a gift from God. But if we can love and not to compare the Holy Spirit to those material things, but my point is, you know, we need to have more love for the Holy Spirit than the gifts that he's blessed us with. If we can just love on him and saturate ourselves in his presence and, you know, allow him to move in our lives. I mean, activate him every morning, you know, and every morning I have to say, Holy Spirit, activate yourself within me, because I know this chick right here cannot do anything without you. I can't speak what I speak without you, because if I speak in my own words, it is not going to be of God. And so I need you, Holy Spirit, to speak through this vessel, you know. And so we really have to activate the Holy Spirit in our lives on a daily basis so that we can make sound directions. You know, how many times we've been in the car and the Lord said, go left, but we went right, and we ended up at a dump site. You understand what I'm saying? So now we got to go through all of that junk, or either turn all the way back around and go the same direction that the Holy Spirit told us to go from the beginning. And then we end up being late because we didn't follow instructions. So
that's not only the directions going in a car, because there's many times that I would hear the Spirit of the Lord say to me, don't do that, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy that, Angela. Don't go there, Angela. And I would still do it because I'm thinking that God, this ain't God, because my flesh wants to do what it wants to do. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Then I do it my way. I do it my way, and I'm not ashamed to say I do it my way. When I say I'm not ashamed to say, I'm ashamed that I did it, but I'm not ashamed to say it because this is real talk. And what happens is that I end up paying the price.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I always get hit in my pocket. Listen, anything that happens, I always get hit in my pocket. If I'm disobedient, I get hit in my pocket. And the Holy Spirit will say, did I tell you to do that? When things happen, and I say, man, I really messed up. He'll say, I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to do that. And everything that may seem good, everything that may seem, is a Christian thing to do, I'll do this, it's not always the leading of the Holy Spirit. It might seem good to our flesh. It might seem good that we give this or do this for somebody, but sometimes we play Holy Ghost Junior. And I know that for most of my life and being in the walk with the Lord, there's a lot of times that I played Holy Ghost Junior, meaning I wanted to help everybody. Angela saved the world, but it's not my job to save the world. It's not my job to take care of everybody. I have to be still and be led of the Spirit, because sometimes we are pulling people out of situations that the Holy Spirit wants them to be in so that they can learn. But if we are always governed by emotion instead of being led of the Spirit, we get in trouble constantly. I can't tell you how many times someone came to me and they gave me a sob story, Lovey. And I, when I had it going on, I would pull my pockets, and then turn out that the Lord said, I didn't tell you to do that. Right. You did that out of your flesh and out of your emotions. And sometimes when you're an emotional creature and not allowing the Holy Spirit to govern your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I'm saying. We get all out of whack and play Holy Ghost Junior. The Holy Ghost don't need my help. But I thought that because I was a Christian and it was the right thing to do. Yes, because, you know, it says that if your brother asks, you should give, and don't just say, I'll pray. These are crucial times, I realize, that you really have to be led by the Spirit. Because there are people who are con artists. There's people that will tell you things to get you to do for them. So you really have to stay under the governor of the Holy Spirit. You have to allow him to govern you in your thinking, govern you in your pocket, govern you in your heart, govern you in your decision making. Because sometimes we get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is not emotional. He loves us, and I love on him. I tell him I love him all the time. People might think I'm crazy, but I talk to him like my friend because I know I need him. I know he's real. And I know that I need him. I need him on a constant. I need him with my attitude. I need him with my smart mouth. I need him to give me directions when I want to do this and I want to do that. Because I can be, my heart is want to be big and help everybody. But you have to, that's why I told you recently, I have to focus on my family. Do you remember I told you that? Because everybody was pulling on me. Can you do this? Can you do that? No.
Right.
I have to focus on what God has told me in this season.
Right.
To focus on. So we really have to be led of the Spirit and not our emotions. And sometimes we think it's the Holy Spirit guiding us, and it's just our flesh. So we got to really stay connected. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That, you know, exactly. The Paraclete, he's our Paraclete. And so I definitely agree what you were saying, you know, how we pour out, how we, you know, people are pulling at us in every direction, and we always seem like it's the right thing to do, you know, to help, you know, to help people. But I tell you, you know, I have learned that if God didn't say do, and I'm still learning, but when God said don't do it, I don't do it. And at first I used to explain, you know, why I can't do it. But, you know, if God didn't, you know, I'm not explaining, I can't do it. You understand what I'm saying? You know, or I'm not, you know, really, we have to... Well, you know, because really, if we're always explaining why God told us not to do something, especially when he didn't say, you know, talk to them, give them an explanation. Well, no, then I don't need to give you an explanation. I can't, you know. And the only thing, I can't pray for you. I can't pray with you, you know. But if we keep, doing things and help and pulling people out of situations, as you said, we have been allowed them to think of us as their God, because they're coming to us every time their situation, they're coming to us every time there's a need, when they can basically go and do for themselves. But if we are always the one who is pulling out, you know, to help here, help there, help this, help that, then, you know, that doesn't lead them in the direction of God. We need to make sure that when we're giving and when we're doing the things, you know, to help pull people out, that it is by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because then, you know, what we do is we don't want to lead them to us. We want to lead them to God, then let them know so they can learn for themselves that he really is a helper. And so we have to be mindful of that, you know, when we're, you know, wanting to, especially with us, you know, because, you know, we have big hearts. Like you said, we do. We have big hearts. We don't want to see nobody hurting. We don't want to see nobody needing anything. Right. You know, and at the same time, we've been on our pocketbook with 5 cents. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to try to figure out how to get, you know, but we're trying to figure out how to get what they need. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's like, God said, wait a minute, I didn't tell you to do that because I need them to seek me out for themselves. And so we have to go back ourselves and then repent of that thing. And then, you know, the next time that happens again and they come again and we have to turn them away, hey, you know, I can't do it.
simple as that, you know. And so my explaining days are just done to a certain point, because I feel like the more I explain, sometimes, you know, it's like I am more defending God. God doesn't need me to defend him. You understand what I'm saying? He needs me to continue to be his mouthpiece, but he doesn't need me to defend him when he gives me instructions, because what he said, it is. How he said it, it is. The way he said that it should go, that's how it's going down. And so my explaining days, I have, you know, grew up with that, and there's certain things I just don't deal with. I don't put up with. I'm not explaining it. I'm going to do it the way God did it, and then that's it. You know, and so we have to get to that point where we're, you know, when we're, you know, being supportive to people. We can support people, but we have to tell them no sometimes when it comes to the giving and pulling out, you understand what I'm saying, so that they won't, you know, feel dependent on us, and they will be more dependent on God, because he's the one who is our main source. He's our only source. It's not us. You know, he is our only source. He is our only source. He is the only one that can take care of us better than anybody. And so
I agree.
You know, he really is.
You know, Lovey, sometimes I realize in this walk that I've been walking for years, sometimes we set out people to help us when the Holy Spirit wants us to have greater help. When I mean, like, people used to say, well, I know someone confessed this to me. I mean, for real. That they used to say, well, you know, Apostle, that time I was just pastor, Pastor's going to help me. She would tell me the soft story and the, you know, how this, that, and then I would help. But then later on, God revealed that sometimes we put someone as our helper. Note what I said. Helper when God has great help. So we would limit our resources by doing it our way, by just focusing on one person. I love it. When God is our provider, God is our resource. Come on now. We don't put a limit on him by just singling out a person and say, God, or saying, I know that person going to help me. You know what I do now? I say, listen, Lord, this is your ministry. You told me to move forward. I need help. Now, I'm not going to look to John or James or Paul or Lakeisha. What I'm doing is I'm looking to the hills. Because if I look to the hills, if I look to the Lord, God is going to speak to the particular individuals that he will want to help. Amen? Or he'll give me creative ideas. But if I say, you know what? I'm going to tell Lovey because I know she got a big heart. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell Lakeisha. I know Lakeisha will give me a couple of bucks. I don't want a couple of bucks. I'm not going to think small. I can't think small. I cannot limit God. Amen? God has given me an assignment for the next couple of months and who to give and who not to give. And I'm going to do what God tells me to do it and the way that he wants me to do it. And that's how we should be. Even our giving and our receiving, do not limit God. Allow him to be God in our lives. We try to put God in the box. But as I said before, we cannot put God in the box. Actually, we are putting ourselves in the box and limiting Angela. I'm limiting Angela when I make God, what should I say, look small or say, you know what, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to ask this person. When God has this millionaire or got somebody to give us or to bless us with something, don't ever allow self to dictate how you're going to solve a problem. Because if you allow self to dictate how you're going to solve your problem, you will never expand, because our minds can't comprehend the bigness and the plan of God ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to think big. I said, Keisha, you know what? I never think small. I think big. When I was getting this new building, because I know what God told me to do, you know, I wanted a certain amount of square feet. I wasn't going to settle. There was people who was offering me smaller square feet. But the Lord said, no, I want you to have this amount of square feet. So I stuck to the plan. When God says, don't accept that. I said, no, I don't want that. And then when it was that God wanted me to have, it fits perfectly with the ministry that Pastor Keisha has. It fits perfectly with our ministry.
because we I didn't limit God. I didn't just say, okay, I want this amount of square feet because I can't afford this. God can afford it. So if I'm going through, I know I'm going through for a reason. If I'm going through, I know that I'm going to grow from this situation. So then I hold on to the Holy Spirit. I hold on to His guidance. I hold on to His comfort when I'm feeling low. Lovey, let me tell you, a couple of days ago, man, the enemy was fighting me and my mom. I had to stand still and say, listen, dude, this mind belongs to God. God has set me up to do this, so God is going to bring it to pass. I have to stop on that devil, because if you don't stop on him and allow the Holy Spirit to take full control, you'll lose it. I don't care what nobody says. Don't matter how strong you think in the Lord, you'll lose it. You'll be talking all kinds of junk on Facebook. You'll be talking all kinds of junk about this and that. No. When you feel you're losing it, get the comforter. When you feel like you can't take it and it's too much pressure, get the counselor. When you feel like you need to talk to your friend, the Holy Spirit, because that's what he was sent to do. Right. We got to love on him, as you say, Lovey. We got to appreciate him. We got to, you know, everybody says Jesus, and that's good. I love me some Jesus, because without Jesus, I couldn't make it to the Father. And I need the full Trinity to get the job done. Holy Spirit does not act on his own. The Bible tells me that. He receives from the Father. He receives from the Son. And then he brings it to me. You know, that's one of the things I love that God was showing me today. Even the Trinity got unity. They're all in sync. Check it out. They don't work on their own. They work together.
Right. Isn't that awesome? Unity.
The Holy Spirit's not here about his own. He's here about the Father's business. When Jesus came, he was here about the Father's business. And that's where we have to be. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to make us kingdom-minded, because we can get outside of ourselves and outside the box, outside the things that God wants us to do, and do it our way.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Amen.
That's true. Unity. That's what it is, unity. And that's right. That's unity, you know. And so if we say we have the Holy Spirit and we're in a ministry and there's no unity, we need to check that. Because if we have the Holy Spirit in a ministry, wherever it is, but there's chaos and confusion, something's missing. And we know with the Trinity, nothing is missing. It's complete, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so if there's some chaos there, we need to activate the Holy Spirit to bring some peace to that thing, whatever it is, you know what I mean? And so what the Lord was showing me about when we were talking about the giving, and he went to my remembrance. I know when I used to sow seeds, I was just, if somebody said sow a seed, if I had it, I'll sow it, you know what I mean? But then, you know, years later, I learned, you know, you can sow seeds and the ground is not fertile. So if your Lord didn't tell you to sow a seed, then you know don't sow that seed. You know what I mean? Because we need to really even especially down with our money. If God says sow a seed over here to this small ministry, and we're thinking, oh, I want to sow a seed to that big ministry over there because they're growing, then all you did was gave them money. First of all, you were disobedient. Second of all, the money that you gave is not going to be blessed. It's not going to be fruitful and grow, because we did it out of flesh and not out of the Spirit of God. God says to sow to that small ministry over there, or sow to that, you know, that person looking over here and over there. But we decided to sow to some big millionaire, billionaire who already got what they need. You know what I mean? And so when we even went down to our money, when it comes to sowing seeds, we need to make sure that the Lord is telling us, because I hear it all the time, you know, sow a seed, sow a seed. And that's fine. But still, at the same time, because I do it too. If people want to sow a seed, you know, if I tell them, if you would like to sow a seed, if the Lord leads you to sow a seed, not if you like, but if the Lord leads you to sow a seed, blah, 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 you know. But I always tell people all the time, because I learned that myself. If the Lord didn't tell you to sow, I don't care if it is my ministry. If God didn't tell you to sow that seed, don't you put that seed in my ministry. You better listen to the Lord, and whatever he told you to sow that seed, that's where you sow that seed. See, because it's not about, you know, you, oh, well, I'm going to sow a seed to a prophetess ministry because I like her. No, baby, if the Holy Spirit didn't tell you to sow a seed into prophetess ministry, don't you sow that seed. You need to go back and ask the Lord,
where is it that you want that seed to be sown so that you can be blessed and that seed can be blessed. You understand what I'm saying? And so there's a reason why the Holy Spirit is with us. That's a reason why he is the one who gives wise counsel. Because we can't make these decisions on our own and be able to and for us to be effective. When we make decisions on our own, the only thing we do is mess things up. And so yes, we need him daily. We need him activated in our lives daily, not just sitting there doormat. We need him to be activated every day. Holy Spirit, welcome into this place. Welcome into my presence. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, activate yourself in me today. You understand what I'm saying? And so we need to be mindful of those things when we are waking up first thing early in the morning, as soon as our eyes open. You know, acknowledge his presence. Don't wait till something go down and we all twist it up on the inside and they say, oh, Holy Spirit, you know, why didn't you call on him this morning? I'm not saying you can't call on him then, but it'll save ourselves a whole lot of trouble if we go ahead and welcome him in to do what he needs to do early that morning instead of waiting till something hits the fan later on that evening. And so we have the privilege to do that. We're blessed with the privilege to do that. We're blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now we just have to learn. We must learn how to have him operating in our life, active in our life, so that we can make sound decisions, so that we can, you know, we go to him for wise counsel, so that we'll know how to comfort people the way that the Lord wants us to comfort people, not the way we want to comfort, but the way the Holy Ghost wants us to comfort. And so the Holy Spirit, he is not an it. He is not someone that's just there in our life just because. He is there for a reason. It is up to the individual to activate the Holy Spirit within ourselves, because that will save us a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. It'll save us a lot of coming out of our mouth the way that we shouldn't. And even when we do, sometimes when we say things, when that Holy Spirit convicts our spirit, we say, oh, Lord, Jesus, forgive me. I really, you know, forgive me, Lord. Just forgive me, God. You know what I mean? And not just let it pass. And so there's so much that's about the presence of the Lord, his spirit, that just takes away the weight of heaviness. His spirit takes away the weight of the world that it seems like we carry sometimes. I mean, I talk to him all the time because I need him, as you would say. I need him especially in this hour. Our family has taken a big hit right now, and I'm telling you, if it was not for the Trinity in my life, and you know what the awesome thing about that is, in spite of what we're going through, and it's a struggle right now, but my husband still does what he needs to do. We still do what we need to do. The Lord has allowed me to operate 3 times a week in the ministry. Praise the Lord. And so, you know what? For that, I am so grateful. If it had not been for the Lord, if it wasn't the presence of the Holy Spirit who keeps me in a sound mind, I would not be able to do those things. I would be so caught up in what's going on that I would forget all about the ministry. You know what I mean? And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to get caught up in what's going on with us, you know, in our lives, in our finances, in our health. He wants us to get, you know, caught up in that and start having that sad thought. So, but I say, devil, you are a liar. And I just, whatever it is, when Tuesday comes, I'm ready to go. When Wednesday comes, I'm ready to go. When Thursday comes, I'm ready to go. When Saturday comes, I'm in class. So I say, Jesus, you give me the strength to do whatever you need me to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be here for my family and focus on them. And it's just the peace of God. Hallelujah. It's the peace of God, the shalom of God that keeps us, his presence, just keeps us when we're going through so much and it feels like we can't go no further. There he comes, our strength, and they're giving us more strength to push and push and push. Not just push out for our own selfish gain, but to bring glory and honor to him. Isn't he so awesome?
Amen. Look, you said a mouthful, because I was just reading in Ephesians 3:16. It says, the Spirit strengthens our spirit. I said, Lord, yes, yes, yes. When I feel like I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind, mm-hmm. and I feel down in my spirit, mm-hmm. the Holy
spirit strengthens my spirit.
Yes, he
when
does.
I feel confused and I feel discombobulated, the Holy Spirit gives me freedom and liberty. He will not allow me to be burdened down, confused. He be speaking to me. He brings clarity. He sure does. When I'm feeling disappointed, he reminds me of my hope, that I have hope.
Yes.
You know, I'm so in love with the Holy Spirit. I love when he convicts. Sometimes I don't move in his timing. I admit that. But when he convicts, he says, you know what? Don't do that.
Yes.
Don't do that. Don't say that. You know? And you have to invite him, because it wasn't always like that with me. It wasn't always like that. I would never heard the Holy Spirit tell me don't do that. But one day I decided that I want to be convicted. I want to be right. So I asked the Lord. I said, God, you know, I want to be convicted. I want the Holy Spirit to take full control. I yield to you, and I want to feel that conviction. And if I don't heed, well, then you know what my grandma used to say, and you know what I always say, if you want your own way, you got to pay. So when we want our own way, when we think that we're getting away with something, none of us get away with anything. We don't get away with anything. I found that out. We don't get away with anything because the Spirit is always with us. Either he's outside when you're doing your dirt and he can't take you live and dwell in that unclean vessel anymore, he's exit stage right, and he's still looking at you. God is always present. So when he's inside of you, you feel that conviction. He'll never leave you. He's always willing to help. He is a helper. So I wanted God to use the Holy Spirit, and I wanted him to be utilized in my being. And yes, there's times that he would say, don't do that. But my flesh acts a fool, and Angela still want to do it. So then I got to pay.
Yeah. Amen.
We can choose our sin. Remember, right. this is what scares me. All right? That's why, you know, you have to fear God. It's important that we fear God. Right. You can choose your sin,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot choose your consequences.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And sometimes we are having consequences because of our bad behavior, our sneaky ways,
mm-hmm.
and yet we still whine and complain when we need to take a look within and ask the Holy Spirit, is it I, Lord?
Right.
Is it me, Lord? And he will tell you the truth. He ain't going to hold it back. He's the Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Amen. The truth hurts. I ain't going to tell you. It hurts. But
yeah.
It's good to know the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's
while
what
we time is time is winding up. I'm excited about what God is doing. We have our building. We soon will be open. It's in Brockton. We're going to give out all that information in a little bit. I'm excited.
Amen.
You have your
prayer
on Tuesday. Right? Yeah, we're working hard. I thank God for Apostle. We are really working hard at that building and getting it together. We're really working hard.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Amen. Do we want to thank you guys for joining in with us. I do have my book. I have a campaign going for my book. And it's called Today is a New Day, Prophetically Speaking. And it's a 30-day journey of declarations and scriptures and prayers. And each day, it's a really, you know, I really took the time and really listened to what God was saying. If you know, you guys are interested, you can go on my website at www.nmcic.org. The campaign has been launched for the pre-sales, which is $12. An investment in yourselves. And so I do encourage people to, you know, go out and go ahead and get that book or be a blessing to someone else with the book. You know, it's just an awesome, I'm ready to take the journey myself, and I'm thinking about but I will be doing a class on it after the book is out and has been out for a couple of months. So I'm excited about what God is doing. And yes, we have a Tuesday prayer with Pastor Lakeisha. Hey, Niecy. And Sister Tanya, and the Lord is just moving. I'm excited about the lines and the people that's coming on, and
you know, being, you know, healed and delivered. And so I'm really excited about that. And then, yes, Wednesday is His Heart Speaks. But it's so awesome that God is doing a mighty work. And we do want to thank God for you guys being with us. I'm so excited about the new building that the Lord bless you guys. We love you. I can't wait till we come down and worship and have a awesome time in the Lord. I'm excited, waiting on that conference. Yes, God is going to do an awesome, awesome thing. So remember, guys, we love you, and I just want to pray tonight. Father, we thank you, God, for your presence. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you kept the airways clear. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You're such an awesome God. Jesus, we love you so much. We love you so much, Jesus. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. If there's anything in our hearts that is not of God, Lord, Holy Spirit, reveal it to us. Pull those things out that should not be in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes and open up our ears so that we may hear what you are saying. And if there's anything that we need to repent of, bring it to our remembrance, oh God, so that we can repent of those things and move on. We thank you that you do not condemn us, but you do convict our spirits. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you do your perfect will in us, so that as we stand before you, God, that there is nothing false, that there is nothing fake, that there is nothing that is in there that should not be. So we thank you, God, for everyone that's on the line. I pray that you bless them, cover their homes. Father, cover every need that they have. I ask in the name of Jesus that you meet those needs, God, according to our obedience, God. Let us never forget our obedience unto you, God, should always be first. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We honor you, and we praise you, for you are such an awesome God, and we love you more and more every day. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. 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 God bless. Love you guys. See you on Thursday at 8 o'clock. Love you. I love you.
And I love you guys. All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Good night.